All right, now, good morning to you guys. I'm Peter Jordan. Hope you guys are great. But there you have it. All right, now, like I said, all right, now, I have no problem with Donald Trump. Any question that he has for me outside of those, right, I'm not volunteering for the United States. I am not giving United States 100% of my shares, which means anything I extract from the global supply chain, you know, my proof is from planet Earth in 7,000 languages. It's from planet Earth. It's from Father God, Jehovah, the Lord, Jesus, the Lord, Holy Spirit. It's from the Lord, but it's across the entire planet. I'm not giving the United States no shares of my 100% ownership of anything I extract, no. I'm not signing my rights to my money, no. All right, now, I'm not volunteering for the United States to extract fraud, no. All right, now, that's why I'm not shoring up these punks stealing from up under me, no. Right? So, I nothing against Donald Trump, right? But any other questions you have for me, I want to say that flat out because I don't want to waste this man's time. He ain't did no sin to me, no wrong to me. I don't have a problem with him. It's just me saying for those, no, absolutely not. I can't, under no circumstance. I would rather get my citizenship than give the United States $10 million and rising. Everything that you aren't watching in those accounts that you keep stocking, not 30% of it, they're lying. 100% of that is my money, every penny of it. The whole world already got paid. That's my money that you're watching accumulate up. 100% of it, everybody else got paid. These racists in the United States, these buttholes like T.D. Jakes and all them and Obama them, they already got paid. What you're watching is my money that's earned fair and square. After you stole from me, you got paid. Lord, Jesus, right now, stop from me, that is, right? Does that make sense? Right now, y'all already got paid. That's it. 100% of what you see being counted up. You keep talking about numbers. 100% of it is mine. 100%. I am not giving you United States a portion of it. You did not invest in it. You stole stock. You got paid from the stole stock, and that's it. It's a slap in the face to ask me for anything. I guess that you already stole money from me. Stock from me, that is, right? Because the 100% accuracy by Jesus, in Christ Jesus, through Christ Jesus, by the Holy Spirit's genius, by Father God, Jehovah, the Creator's magnificent, glorious, wonderful hand, by His Son Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, right? Because of the Lord, nobody on planet Earth lost their money, right? You're seeing 100% of everything being counted, every penny you're seeing on the screen, all of it, not 30% of it, all of it is mine that's being counted. That's what you're watching, right? I'm not giving it to the United States. You can have your citizenship back first, no. I'm not volunteering to extract fraud from the United States, no. You can have your citizenship back first. Everything I extract, I completely own it, 100%. I have 100% ownership of anything I extract. I'm no different from an oil company. Except I got Jesus with me. That's the difference. I am different, right? I got Jesus with me, right? I don't know about the oil companies, but anything that I extract, does that make sense? Just like they can't steal from the oil companies, they can't steal from anything I extract. I 100% own it. I'm not giving the United States 100% ownership of my stock. You can have your citizenship back first. No. Right? I'm not sharing up anything that these punks thought they could steal. All right, now let me explain something to you. All right, now these punks created counterfeit stock. It's counterfeit. People create counterfeit Gucci's all the time. People create counterfeit Louis Vuitton's all the time. People create counterfeit Birkin bags all the time. That bag is $32,000 a piece. People create counterfeit Gucci's all the time. People made them a counterfeit Gucci. What does that have to do with Gucci? What's up? People made them a counterfeit Birkin bag. Okay, what does that have to do with Birkin? People made them a counterfeit Louis Vuitton bag. What does that have to do with Louis Vuitton? Nothing. Okay, what does it have to do with that? What does it have to do with Gucci because people chose to buy a counterfeit? Nothing. Okay, you chose to buy a counterfeit. Okay, try to take that counterfeit to a Gucci store. Gucci is going to tell you this is counterfeit. We are not accepting this. I am telling you, I did not make these stocks that you've tried to counterfeit. This is counterfeit. I do not accept this. It's valueless. It's worthless. You chose to burn up your money on a counterfeit. I didn't tell you to do that. You chose to do that. Okay? People buy counterfeit Gucci's all the time. People buy counterfeit Birkins all the time. People buy counterfeit designer brands all the time. They buy designer brands all the time. Right? People buy counterfeit Louis Vuittons all the time. People buy counterfeit Gucci's all the time. They buy counterfeit stuff all the time. They buy counterfeit stuff that is not real. They buy counterfeit. They spend all this money. Counterfeit Prada. If you like Prada, whatever, okay? There's so many different brands. People buy counterfeits all the time. Kendi. People buy counterfeit all the time. All right, now, let's go back to Gucci. People buy counterfeit Gucci all the time. Across this world right now, somebody is buying a counterfeit Gucci. Across this world right now, they went through all my stuff. I ain't got no counterfeit stuff, right? You know, that's the Lord. But, you know, so right now, somewhere on planet Earth, somebody is buying a counterfeit Gucci. Somewhere on planet Earth, somebody is buying a counterfeit Gucci. Gucci did not make it. It's a knockoff. It's a counterfeit. What do they call it? Fugazi. You bought Fugazi stocks. You bought counterfeit stocks. You bought fake stocks. You bought counterfeits. It's a counterfeit. Gucci, try to take that counterfeit back that you bought back to Gucci. They're going to say, okay, we do not accept this. We're not giving you a refund for this counterfeit because we didn't make this. Okay, I'm telling you too. I am not giving you a short for your stock or a refund for your stock. For one thing, I did not issue you I did not get paid any money off of your counterfeits. The extraction stands alone. I can go make money right now with zero investments, right? As you saw, right? Jesus poured out the light. Jesus poured that money out. Does that make sense? I'm happy to go over to Europe and Asia if you're honored to, so that the Europeans and Asians and Africans and in Mexicans, right? In underdeveloped countries like Thailand and everything, right? So I pray to get to know Jesus, right? I right now, every country, I right now, European countries, Asian countries, I right now, like Japan, or you know, in other countries like Singapore and all that, I pray to get to know Jesus in Jesus' name. In Australia, they can buy stock, right? I'm going over to see, I've not offered it yet, so please do not start printing counterfeits, right? But I'm going overseas so to offer them stocks so they can bust so they can make some money too. The United States did not do things right. It's just not right. So that Africa, they can improve their governments, their people, right? All right, now Mexico, South America, so they can improve their governments, their people, so they can give their people a better quality of life. If they need stuff fixed in their city, so they can fix their city, so they can help the assistance in their city, so they can help their people. They put money back into their economy, right? All right, now, so I'm going overseas to offer the stock. I'm not extracting anything in the United States because these punks will never pop their ass up in bed like that. Never do this again. They will never do this again. Not ever. We're going to have a clear understanding. I'm not extracting anything in the United States, so you can't be dumb enough to bet me. I own 100% of the stock, so we can make it clear. I'm not extracting anything else in the United States, right? That's not knocking Trump. I don't know this man. This man just got in office, right, as far as Trump is concerned. Donald Trump, right? You know, I have a problem with him, right? Any questions he has for me, other than what I just said, I cannot do. Does that make sense? I'm not volunteering for America. I'm not signing my rights. I'm not signing over my rights to my money. Thank you, Lord. I am not teaching how to do Ripple. I am not teaching how to do the extraction. I am not training how to do the extraction. No, that is my business. No way. Right? I am not sharing up these punks stealing stuff from up under me while making me homeless and trying to frame me. No way in hell. Right? That's not a knock at Donald Trump. No, but you know, I don't want to waste this man's time. I can't do it right now. I'm not volunteering for the United States. I'm not giving up my 100% ownership of my extraction. No. Anything I extract, I get 100% of it. I'm not giving that to the United States. No. All right. Now, you're seeing $10 million on the screen. I get every penny of it in rising, right? Whatever's in there, I get 100% of it because it's mine. I'm not taking 30% out and 100% for my own money. No. I can't do none of that stuff. I'm not signing up my rights to my money. No. Right? If you have any other questions for me other than those, I'd be happy to answer them. I don't want to waste this time, right, as far as Donald Trump is concerned. All right, now, I appreciate the invitation. Him saying he want to talk to me right now, but, you know, I don't want to waste this dude's time. I can't do any of that. Absolutely not. No, I'd rather get my citizenship, and I'd be happy to. I hope that you guys, and that's not talking at Trump or anything. It's just saying, I don't want to waste this time. Out of respect for him, letting him know up front, no to all that stuff. No. I hope that you guys will agree to right now. That's for the Lord. Right now, so, all right, now, the United States has printed counterfeit stock. It's no different than a counterfeit Gucci bag. The United States has printed counterfeit stock that I did not issue myself. You're not going to bring your counterfeits to me and ask me for a refund. You're not going to bring your counterfeits to me and tell me to make it right and sure it up, you fools. Take your counterfeit back to Gucci and you're going to tell your ass the same thing. And God forgive me for cussing, I am not sure up your counterfeits. You chose to buy counterfeit stock knowing you were buying counterfeit stock, knowing I owned 100%. That's on you. Like, if you buy a counterfeit Gucci bag, you can't take it back to Gucci. You're not bringing your counterfeit stock to me. No. Hell no. Never. Thank you guys so much. Good morning.